Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up!
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. To you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Now we know Monday has officially begun because it's Advanced Medicine Monday. And of course, Dr. Batar, the highlight of our week. We kick it off together in style, and he's back. And Dr. Batar, we got lots to talk about, as we always do. And I just want to say thank you again for hooking me up with Ty Bollinger, officially starting this week, Outside the Box Wednesdays. How cool will that be?
That's going to be fantastic. Ty's a great guy, and everybody's going to enjoy that. I know I'll enjoy listening to it myself.
I have a feeling you might call in and heckle him.
I usually will take every opportunity to do so when presented.
So we'll see if we have the lines open that day or not. But that's going to be awesome. Hey, listen, also last hour I covered some speculative perspectives on the election. Let's say what would happen if Obama wins, what would happen if Romney wins, and of course all of the emotionality that goes along with these transitions. It seems like every 4 years it ratchets it up to, you know, the animal brain is taking over. No matter what happens, it doesn't look pretty. And there's an article here. I don't want anybody to open it while we're on the air because it automatically opens a video, but it's about heartbreak, how heartbreak affects your health. Now, some people have invested in a worship of Obama, and if Obama loses, heartbreak might be the least of it, their devastation. Others are looking at Obama going, oh my gosh, if he stays in, my heart will be broken. How will this impact our health? This is written about also in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, how the emotions impact health as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The fifth toxicity, the emotional psychological well-being of an individual, which, as we've discussed, Robert, is actually, in my opinion, in my observation, actually the most significant of all components when it comes to dealing with cancer. That emotional psychological issue, whatever that trauma was, it may have even started off just as a small, simple little abrasion, if you will.
Yes.
It develops into a infection that festers and becomes an abscess, and it becomes necrotic inside and rots away. Now, of course, I'm figuratively speaking here, but those emotions within us rot away and form this festering cesspool of infection and eventually manifests into cancer.
Yes,
this is one of the components that most people don't realize is so crucial that it must be addressed. And I will tell you that I know within 10 minutes of talking, 5 minutes of talking to any doctor, whether they really know what they're talking about when it comes to cancer or not, because if they've treated cancer effectively, they know the number one issue to deal with is the emotional psychological issue. I was at a cancer conference in Dallas in April, and there were a number of speakers there. And when I got up there to speak, I said that I have never been at a cancer conference and heard so many doctors talk about the emotional psychological component. So I know, and I mentioned three of the other speakers before me. I said, I don't know these guys, and I just wanted to hug them because they really know it. They really know this, you know. And of course, all three of them have had good success in helping cancer patients. But coming back to this whole issue of the heartbreak and how this affects our health, there's actually a physiological response. It's interesting, on a side note, I was interviewed by Fox TV on whether sex is beneficial for your health. Now, I talked about that, of course it is, because it's a form of exercise. Well, this health aspect that we talked about, the heart aspect, the emotional aspect, is a similar type of scenario. It's not perhaps direct, like sex is not exercise, but sex is a form of exercise. And so heartache may not be directly related to your health, but heartache causes a physiological response that is similar to any other type of a stressor, which creates increase in oxidation or the oxidative stress. And even though we don't think of heartache as being oxidative, it is oxidative, and that's where this issue, you know, really takes on its own identity, because it is one of those components that we don't think of causing an impact on one's health. We just think of it as something else in your head, and it'll go away. But
yes,
things in your head that become psychosomatic, and psycho meaning brain or psychological, and somatic meaning the body. They have an impact on your body. The brain has that impact on your body. And in fact, in all health aspects, it's the brain that causes the problem, and the rest of the body has to deal with the aftermath.
Yeah, and we talked recently also about scientific studies now acknowledging that the brain, of course, we know neurons, nervous system, etc., but the heart itself containing its own sort of brain and nervous system, seemingly independent of that higher so-called brain and nervous system. So these organs have ability to have memory, feeling, thoughts associated. And there have been writers that have been considered far out new age writers and scientists even who said, listen, we can link certain emotions with certain organs. And when those impacts are real, we can assess the emotional state on out and vice versa.
Without a doubt. That's actually a very significant component of it. You know, one thing, Robert, that comes to mind is this neuronal component that you talked about, you know, having its own nervous system, perhaps you could say its own brain, the heart having its own brain.
Yes.
And I've had a conversation previously with a colleague, and we were talking about how the heart has its own brain. Now think about this for a second. How many times have people gone to bed and there's something that's bothering them, and even though they've made the right decision, you know, from their logical brain, their heart doesn't set right, and you stay up and you can't go to sleep, and it just bothers you, and it eats away at you, and it's not your brain, that's actually your heart brain.
Yes, and it actually impacts on literally blood pressure and the rate shifts, and you can feel it. And it, like you said, it's not coming from the brain, but it literally is coming, and it's originating in the heart.
Exactly. And it's the pulse rate, as you said, increases, your respiratory rate increases, your peripheral vascular resistance increases, and the heart has to now beat harder to overcome that inertia, to overcome that resistance. So there's a whole component that I think we don't give enough credence to, and that we should as healthcare professionals, and actually look at that component and address that component. And that's one reason that emotional psychological component in my seven toxicities, the fifth toxicity, is so crucial. Mm-hmm. And I've said openly, even though I deal with heavy metals, and I'm the chairman of the American Board of Clinical Toxicology, and I deal with persistent organic pollutants, and we do all these other different things, you know, I'm not an emotional psychological counselor or anything like that, but that's where it lies, and that's where we have to spend so much time. In my clinic, we end up spending so much time with some of the patients.
Yes.
And I always end up by saying that one thing. I'm not a counselor, and yet I've spent 3 hours in there talking to the patient. And sometimes just talking with that patient, they walk out, they're crying, or they've just had that cathartic event, and they feel so much better. And I haven't done anything medically. I mean, literally, I haven't done anything medically, but the person feels better. I feel better. I've learned, but I haven't done anything medically.
Yeah, well, that's the brilliance of healing, is it is a look, a touch, a smile as well. And I love logic, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like to be logical about things. But when we talk about this, and until you're in it as a healer or even as a patient in that relationship, you realize that a lot of healing happens beyond even logical explanation, right? We can cross every I or dot every T, as they say, vice versa, you know what I'm saying? And yet we leap to this point where we could be frustrated if we're just by the book or by the chemical analysis, but this should work, this should be it. And then you're like, wait a second, there's a whole other realm of existence here and a whole other realm of reality here that I don't know if I could say, is it right to say it defies logic, or is it beyond logic?
Well, I think probably is beyond logic. And if you think about it, just to carry on the same thought that you just started on when you said that just putting your hand on a person or a smile, you know, just the act. In fact, I think I did this at Advanced Medicine Seminars, but I did it on the first day, so you weren't there on the first day, but... Or maybe, did I do it in the second when I told everybody to put their hand on the person to the right? Were you there?
Oh, yeah, we did. We did that as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, just that action of touching somebody. Now, of course, you know, we're not talking about inappropriate touching somebody.
No. It was all appropriate, above board. Everybody was comfortable. It was great. And it was a very good teaching experience that, you know, impacted on a lot of people to help them see that this healing is so much more than just any kind of book training.
Yeah, it's just by putting your hand on somebody as you're getting ready to walk out of the door and you're saying, you know, you're finishing with a patient. Or it's just, I mean, it's so funny, Robert. It starts off just putting a hand on somebody's shoulder, just to give them a reassurance. Everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
You know, 6 weeks later, 2 months later, as a patient's now leaving for, you know, they've been there for the two rounds of treatment or whatever, they're leaving, they invariably, I will not initiate anything. I mean, I just stand up. They will stand up, and it's such a normal response for them to just put their arms around me and hug me.
Yes.
And, of course, I respond with that too. But because obviously it's like a journey that's been traveled together, and you've been two people, human beings, on this journey, which happened to be that person's healing journey, but it was a journey. And so it's it's like saying until next time to somebody who's been traveling with you is really what it is. It's not something that is a casual thing. It's a heartfelt, deep, emotional, you can feel the power type of hug. And I would be lying if I said that it was only one side. I get as much resurrection, reinfusion, reignition, you know.
Well, revitalization even. I mean, you talk about the vital force in this case. And I love what you said about the healing process being the journey. It's much like Advanced Medicine Mondays. I mean, literally, it's a journey because sometimes we get on board with this thing and we almost don't know where we're going to end up, but we know we enjoy the journey so much. And once you find that space and place in life, then a lot of these other things, these emotional starting points for disease, can diminish and dissipate.
And that's exactly right. That's exactly what happens. It disintegrates without us even knowing how it happened, half the time without even realizing why it happened. The fact is that it did happen, and it happened because it is that journey.
Mm. Well said, well said. Well, we're definitely on the healing journey every week here, Mondays, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Mondays, Medical Rewind. If you ever miss one of these events, these journeys, you can go ahead and download them through Natural News. Also, MedicalRewind.com has them. And, of course, the links are all up at RobertScottBell.com, including to the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And if you're a new listener, we'll excuse you for maybe you don't have it yet. But all my old-time listeners, if you haven't picked it up yet, I will find you. You've got to get the book. It's that good. And, of course, we encourage you to make plans to come to Houston November 16th and 17th. It's a Friday and a Saturday. And we've got links up to AdvancedMedicineSeminars.com, how you can participate. We'll talk more about that as well. Also, the GMO issue is big. Listen, we got to tie that into cancer as well, beyond even the emotional issue. There are some real physiological toxins. So, Dr. Pitar, when we come back, we'll launch into some of that discussion.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll try to get Dr. Pitar a little better link up. I know we've had some warbling this segment, so we'll try to reinforce the connection as well on the break. Stand by, check it all out. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. More Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Pitar after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In the nine steps to keep the doctor away, there's a number of toxicities that Dr. Bitar goes into. And to add to that fun and mix, there's a new story here on more side effects, which we call direct effects of genetically modified organisms. Ask your cancer. No, I should say ask your doctor, but that was almost right, Dr. Bitar. Ask your doctor if cancer is right for you, because your doctor may be your cancer.
You know, it's so funny that yesterday on Facebook, every now and then, I don't really read my own Facebook. Josh, my IT manager and special project manager, actually deals with all that stuff. But every now and then, something pops up in my email and stuff, because somebody posted. And so if I'm not in a hurry, I may look at it. And there's somebody that was, you know, saying something really nice about me and God bless you for what you do, et cetera, et cetera. But the last sentence that this lady wrote was, "I just fired my doctor." You know, so she's saying all these nice things about me. I don't know who she is. She's not one of our patients. But she said, I wish you were up here in New York, and I just fired my doctor. And that started off, I don't know how, but I guess how Facebook works. And maybe, you know, Robert, there are people that post something, then another person will respond, and it's all on your page, but you have nothing to do with the conversation, so other people are involved with it. And it just went on and on about how people's, you know, their doctors were causing, the patients felt that their doctors were causing their problem. This just happened this past weekend.
Yes.
And it was a barrage, like, I don't know, 5-10 people got involved with this conversation, and it all started, directing. The conversation got directed towards HIV and I don't remember what else, but it was all about what the doctors were doing that was actually more, as in the words of the patients or these people, more toxic than the disease itself.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, it's true. I remember seeing those comments as well. And there's such a wake up, you know, through the different forms of media that we have here, through the internet, through traditional radio, as well as through the social media. These are the things we're confronting, and it is awakening people to say, wait a second. You know, I don't have to be a victim of my doctor. If my doctor does this, no longer will I cower in fear as subservient to them. I'm going to say, no, buddy, you're not going to do that to me. I'm out of here. You're fired.
Right. In fact, that's right. I remember now that you had somebody that said, I think you made a recommendation of a doctor in New York, because they were asking for somebody like me in New York. I now remember seeing you were in that chain.
Yep. Yeah, I was really pleased to see it as well, because there are people that have a lot of impact as well. They become quite active or become activists via social media, so that the things that we would do in their personal life that you would never go out beyond, let's say, an interpersonal relationship. Now, some could say that's a negative thing for some things, I understand, but I see a lot of positivity in that, because these people become inspiring for all of us, really, to say, yeah, here's another person that stood up and said, I am not going to be subjected to that kind of treatment. And I don't mean just, physiological drug treatment. I mean, even the emotional treatment, the superiority complexes as such.
Absolutely. It's basically, in a nutshell, it's refusing to be a victim anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's big. And of course, on this GMO issue, I don't know how many doctors have become aware of it, because they're still prescribing so many drugs on so many fronts. But the GMO issue is that serious. You know, would you like some cancer with your food, basically? And we've already had the issue with a lot of the toxicities you write about in the nine steps to keep the doctor away, with pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and these things. You know, the Trump factor, which we almost couldn't have fathomed 20, 30 years ago, was that they'd be altering the genetic integrity of food and expecting us to eat it as if it were the same thing.
But the problem is, Robert, most people are eating it without even knowing what the issues really are at hand. It's unfortunate, but they have relied upon the ignorance of the masses, and the masses are consuming this without even knowing what they're consuming. You know, it's funny, because on the ranch, we've talked about how we need to have non-GMO corn for the chickens and for some of these other animals. And we've been purchasing corn at the local tractor supply and came to find out that it was GMO corn. So then my wife was on this search for finding a place where we could get non-GMO corn, and one of the children that goes to school with my youngest son, Rahan, his father told my wife where we could get some non-GMO corn. So now my wife goes there to get non-GMO corn, and we come to find out that even that place, the corn that they have is GMO, which is supposed to be an organic place. And in the search of trying to find some place that has non-GMO corn, we came to find out that there's no place that we can get non-GMO corn. Even organic place said that virtually everything now on the market is GMO.
Yeah, about, what they say, 80% of all corn products are genetically modified, and the concern is that even the organic quality has been suffering because of genetic drift as well, and it's a disastrous situation. Now, we go back to more of the ancient grains, if we can access them, to kind of find that integrity that won't disrupt so much of what is integral for life itself, and it's become quite a challenge. And as you said, most Americans still wholly unknown the subject to them, and their kids are eating this stuff. And as we've referenced here, Jeffrey Smith has found out, and others, that the BT that's engineered, this so-called toxin, this is poison, this pesticide engineered, is literally binding to the microflora in the guts of children, creating pesticides like they become internal pesticide factories.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, that is just the first of many things that occurs. It's a cascade, a domino effect. And it just continues to build up, and you know, one domino falls and hits three more, and then those cascade, and it just becomes a never-ending wheel of destruction, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, this issue is something that, you know, we're thinking about all the years we had been doing this kind of healing work and kind of counteracting. Okay, we know this toxic poison, we know this, and we can actually identify it, and we know that if we make these decisions, we won't be as exposed to it. Now, on this front, you find that even with all of your best efforts, it's likely there is some drift into your body despite your best efforts. And then, wow, it becomes even a bigger challenge on this journey to stay clean or to get clean.
So it's not so much, I think, that you know, they were counting on people to I think they relied on people's misinformation. Mm-hmm. When I say they, I'm talking about the big producers of these GMO components. They relied on people not believing that anybody would do something this heinous, and people just don't realize how heinous it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sad part, because the sixth toxicity, as I talk about, you know, it's foods, but not the additives in foods, not the components that are the preservatives and the insecticides and the pesticides and all these other things that are added to foods. It's the actual mechanistic things that we do to the food, the pasteurization, the homogenization, the mm-hmm. the genetic modification, the irradiation, how we change the actual configuration of food and the destructive components of it and how destructive it really is. Because think about it, when you go to an alternative practitioner, they talk about organic or non-organic, you talk about holistic, you talk about, you know, getting good components of food. Nobody talks about finding non-GMO source for your corn, because it's, you would think that you go to Whole Foods or you go to some place that, you know, that has Earth Fair or someplace that go that has organic food and clean food, and yet even they don't have non-GMO corn,
right?
Because it's practically everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, how far do you have to go? I mean, just recently to feed the animals, I mean, as you're taking care of them, how far did you go?
Well, right now, the closest place that we've found that we can get non-GMO corn, and we're not even 100% sure yet, is in Virginia, and we have to buy it in minimum of a pallet, and then, of course, you've got the exorbitant shipping fees that go around, you know, with shipping a pallet or something. So, and we're still not even sure if it's 100% non-GMO. We still have to verify that. We were told that by one of my patients, in fact, that it might be the only place that we can get. But the places that we found so far in North Carolina that we were told would be non-GMO have confirmed to us themselves that no, our stuff is GMO.
Incredible. Absolutely. This is the world according to Monsanto. No doubt. They've taken over the world at this point, if this is the case. Now, we've seen and we've been supportive of the Prop 37 efforts in California simply to label GMOs. And some people go, that's not enough, we got to ban them. It's like, well, I would say I'd agree, but recognizing the uphill battle we have to fight money that we don't have that they have, If we could get the labeling to happen, inevitably, they would end up being banned, not because the government bans them, because the marketplace has destroyed them, because the people, once they know what's in their food, most of the people, I'm not going to say all, but most would go, I don't think I want to eat something that's been modified genetically in this way.
I think that most people would, Robert. I think that 95% or more people would, because it's that old adage that more and more people get. In fact, I talk about this in the book, you know, the mm-hmm. definition of madness and the definition of good. People always ask me, no matter where I end up going, people always say, well, how do I know whether something's good for me or not? Is there a simple tool? And my tool is M is madness. If man made it, it's madness. G is good. God, you know, G goes for God, G goes for good. If God made it, it's good. If man made it, it's madness. So to me, anything that's genetically modified, and as long as people understand that genetically modified means that humans have genetically modified something,
yes,
it would equate to that madness and not to that God good category. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah, it really is.
Eat something that we go in and reconfigure thinking that we know. I mean, what has man done? I mean, give me one example of something man's done that has not destroyed, everything from forests and ecology and species. And we're like the cockroaches of the planet. You know, we go and we set up and destroy everything.
Yeah, this is the kind of conquering mentality that we are to be superior to the beast of this and that. It's like, all right, from an ego perspective, you know, it only goes so far, because you wipe out the beast, you wipe yourself out. You wipe out the crops, you wipe yourself out. So there's this self-terminating thing. They've talked about the Terminator seed of Monsanto and biotech, but the fact that we would do this means that we would self-terminate. This is a suicidal path. This is not a path of life. Now, I think the planet can recover if we stop this madness, and we can maybe be proactive to do that. But if we continue down this road, the self-fulfilling prophecy of population reduction happens because of what they're unleashing on the planet.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And it's something that is going to – the payback or what we – the cost we're doing, the interest we're bearing is so great. And in fact, we don't even know what the interest rate is on this. It could be – literally hundreds to thousands of percent. And of course, I'm making an analogy that interest rate would be what we have to pay back at the end of the consequences that we have to pay back doing this. We just have no clue. We can't even fathom even the most remote aspect of what this could be doing to our offspring and to the next generation. Because when you're genetically modifying the raw constituents of what make up our own body, by definition, we are changing our own genetic makeup. We are changing our own essential building blocks.
Yes.
What are those manifestations? We have no idea.
But we do know, in terms of the studies with animals, more cancer, the big C, no question. Man's creating it. Doctors are creating it. If they're not waking their patients up to get them off of these GMO foods, much less all the toxins that you talk about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, that also contribute to create. And as we started today, talking about the emotional basis, the abuse that may have happened in early childhood continues in adulthood as long as we allow these global corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all to your life or the life of your offspring. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. Also, I want to get Dr. Batar's perspective on the Vermont law that says you have to acknowledge a certain statement before you can opt out of vaccines. So I'll ask Dr. Batar about that when we come back from this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Earlier today, I covered a new law that was enacted or policy in Vermont. Interesting, violations of the First Amendment. Now, on one level, we'd say it's good because it added or supported this philosophical exemption to vaccines where we go, well, okay, we like all exemptions for vaccines, no problem. But in this case, Dr. Bertard, this is fascinating. There was a lawyer that's fighting it because they say it's a violation of the First Amendment. Because if you want to opt out, they go, oh, sure, you can opt out, but you just got to sign this, right? Like it's an affidavit. And in that affidavit, in addition to you saying that I affirm that I have a philosophical or religious opposition to vaccination, it also makes you agree to this statement. You'll love this. I understand that failure to complete the required vaccination schedule increases the risk to my child and others of contracting, carrying, or spreading a vaccine-preventable infectious disease.
Yeah, that.
Would you sign that?
Well, they're setting you up for failure because that way they can now say that you did something intentionally or
exactly.
You did something. Yeah, I mean it's ridiculous, but. Would I sign that to make sure that my child wouldn't get vaccinated? Yes, I would, because I don't care about that fallout. I'm more worried about the fallout of my child getting the vaccine.
Sure, sure. But as you said, and this is the cautionary tale here, by signing it, you acknowledge something that isn't even true. So you're made to be a liar about a statement that you know is factually incorrect and not substantiated by any scientific validation.
Yeah, so what's the attorney trying to do with this statement?
Well, the attorney's trying to get it removed altogether because, she's saying, listen, I don't want to vaccinate my kid, but I know that that statement is not a statement that's truthful. And you want me to sign that in order to opt out? It's like, here you're violating my First Amendment rights in this way. You can't coerce me to believe something I don't believe.
Yeah, it's making somebody lie in order to protect your own child.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, the government love to lie. Whether they admit it or not, they do it all the time, and they don't feel good unless you're doing it too. just like I've joked about doctors who won't tell their patients they're constipated because they only have 2 to 3 bowel movements a week, and that can only be true when the doctors are going less than that.
Robert, that made me realize Liam's book, Official Stories, he goes into that aspect too, and he talks about how basically people are brainwashed into thinking that that atrocity that happened or those lies that were told by the government, that happened in different countries, and we would never do that here. And of course, if there was something that was embarrassing that happened in our own history, that happened 200 years ago, and of course it wouldn't happen today. And yet, it's constantly happening, and he the way he paints that picture was very interesting, and it goes along with exactly what you just said. It's constantly being done. The doctors are constantly constipated. Everything is – it's almost like I was talking to my trainer for my dogs, and one of the things he says was there's a competition level called Schützen, the Schützen 1, 2, and 3, and it's the highest level. Schützen 3 is the highest level of obedience, tracking, and protection. And he said – when I was talking to my trainer, he said, the problem is that Schützen, even though you've got these dogs that are highly trained, it's a fantasy world. It's not a real world. It's not practical. There's no practicality of what Schützen is. It's just a competition. And really where we're living in our world, it seems like everything that we do, it's all in a fantasy world. It's nothing real. I mean, this GMO aspect you know, that we talked about in the earlier segment.
Yes.
In reality, anybody who looks at this from a reality basis would say, what? They're doing what to our food? How could they do this to our food? Now, surely this has got to be an animated story you're telling me, because this can't be real. But it's so far-fetched that nobody believes it, because nobody even is aware that something this off the wall could even be possible.
Yeah,
I have people left, right, and center when we talk about mercury, and they say, oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that, you know. But thank God that's not the situation now. And you look at what's not the situation? Well, they don't have vaccine. They don't have mercury in vaccines now. I said, yes, they do. No, that stopped 10 years ago. Or amalgams. Well, that's what they used to do back, you know, 10, 15 years ago. They don't do that now. Huh. People are under the impression, the masses are under the impression that they stopped doing that. They have no clue that not only are vaccines still laden with mercury, not only are the dental amalgams still 49.5% mercury by weight, but now they're putting mercury in our light bulbs and calling it, in the name of the green movement and energy efficiency, that we have now mercury in every light bulb. And so this mass indoctrination and making it so far out that nobody would even believe that these things are out there, I think is like a dichotomy that we're dealing with, because in private, more and more people do know.
Yes.
In public, when I private and public, my circle of influence, everybody seems to know. Yet when I talk to people at a conference, and for instance, in a medical conference like advanced medicine seminars, all those people were aware. They all knew. But if you're on a bus going to the, you know, flight terminal to catch your flight, you're sitting next to somebody on a flight, or you wherever in some type of a social setting that's an everyday traveling type of scenario where you're just meeting somebody by chance, and the conversation ensues, most people think that was something that happened 10, 15 years ago. That doesn't happen today. That doesn't happen now.
Right. Right. No, and that again, be the beauty of official stories, the way Liam weaves the stories, it's like, this has been going on forever. This is not new. Each generation, they want to pretend it's a new thing, and you're being outrageous for asking or questioning the official story. And you mentioned the green bulbs. I know what a shock that was to many of my friends who, you know, they were like, I didn't even think to look. It just wouldn't occur to me. Oh, God, it's a green bulb. Okay, great. And I was at an event. My daughter's now part of participating in these Girl Scout things. And there's an event where they had you, you know, do this survey. Are you being an environmental steward? Are you this, that? And they get to the green bulbs thing. And I said, you know that these bulbs are filled with mercury. And I didn't know what to expect anymore when I say that. And then this scout leader or whatever lady said, yeah, I know. Isn't that weird? I was like, okay. So they know, but they don't know to do anything about it. It's
about
like,
it,
okay,
right.
I know
right,
it.
Exactly.
But what?
And this is the thing we've talked about now, you know, with the 2012 aspect.
Yeah.
The really, really big things, now I think people are becoming more aware, like the government aspect, the Wall Street aspect, the facade with the housing aspect, the, you know, all these different big things, the real big things. People are now starting to question, you know, the bailouts. People are questioning, well, wait a second. You give this much money to a major company to bail them out, and if you just took that, they're talking about how can you jumpstart the economy. I got a great email that got sent to me that, hey, you want to jumpstart the economy? Take that same amount of money that they gave to General Motors or whoever they gave it to and divide it by the number of adult Americans that are working, and it came out to like $180,000 per adult American that's working.
Yep.
Give them that. Let them pay off their houses. You talk about jumping, starting the economy. People are going to have excess money. They're going to go out there. They're going to spend it. That's going to jump the economy.
Yeah.
And it was such a great statement because it would. So more and more people are now aware that the big things, you know, they're BS, and it's going to start trickling down. And that all the little things that have been BS that have been fed down the pipeline, you know, they're going to, the people are becoming more and more aware of it. And I think that's when we talked about the 2012 being the golden age, the age of information. That's the dichotomy there. You know, I still meet people that have no clue, and yet I know that a lot of people that I meet, they not only have a clue, they're very well aware of what's going on. So it's happening. It's trickling down.
Oh, it is. And this is the thing. The next phase of it is the active phase, because sometimes it is a passive awakening. Weirdly enough, it's just kind of, oh, wait, I noticed that. Or because of the 100th monkey effect. But then the question becomes, what do you do with the information? Do you just find it? Oh, that's an interesting fact. And then you go right back to, you know, consuming the mercury, eating the GMOs, or do you take that information and now act on it for a transformation of your life and the life of those you know you've brought into this world and you care for? We're talking kids, grandkids, etc. And so that's the next phase of it. Isn't just enough to know something. Now you got to do something differently with that information.
Absolutely, and I think more and more people are vying to find that information. They're actively pursuing methods of acquiring that information. And that's really the reason that we decided to start the Advanced Medicine Seminars, to be able to give people an opportunity to get the right information surrounded by like-minded people in a venue that is conducive to learning without any bias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, when we come back from this break, we'll get to one of the questions of the day. We usually like to give some kind of medical, some physiological health issue, so you come away and go, well, I got, you know, I love the journey, but I also want to know something here about this. So stand by. We'll reveal one of those after the break and wrap up today's Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar. And, of course, preview once again, Advanced Medicine Seminars, the next one coming up in Houston, Texas, November 16th and 17th. That's a Friday, Saturday. Healthcare providers of all stripes, so to speak, are welcome. Please come for both days. All of the lay audience out there plan to attend on Saturday. I'll be there for that. We'll have a great time, and we'll have a great time wrapping up the show today after this brief break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health.
Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, if you want to get your question answered, you can always call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or post them to the website or to some of the social media here. Of course, we've got Twitter feeds as well as the Facebook stuff. So any of those ways, we'll keep reviewing them and looking for them. This one comes from the Robert Scott Bell Show website. It comes from Kevin M. And Kevin says he read, Dr. Bitar, that selenium fights hydrogen peroxide within the body. I'm not sure I understand what he's saying here, but he says, and liposomal vitamin C, or I guess vitamin C, produces hydrogen peroxide within the body. If I take one, should I not take the other? If that's the case and you can only take one and you have cancer, which one would you take? So I think there's some confusion in the question. Maybe we need to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, because I agree with you. There's definitely some confusion in the question. And not that we're confused by the question, but there's some statements that are made by the question that are not correct. So I think we should cover that. First of all, vitamin C and selenium are both excellent, and they both have significant antioxidant properties. And so by definition, they're going to be anti-carcinogenic. I'll just say one quick thing about selenium. There was a study that was done a number of years ago. And I can't give you the reference because I've talked about it so many times. It's referenced in one of our DVDs, the Know Your Options DVDs, but I can't give you the reference right off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But essentially, they looked at a retrospective study that covered a 19-year period, and there were two patient populations, one that was given 200 micrograms of selenium on a daily basis, and the other patient population was not. They did whatever their behaviors were. In other words, if they smoked or they drank or whatever they did, high-risk behaviors, there was no exclusion criteria in the study. In other words, so people were allowed to do whatever they did. The only difference was 200 micrograms of selenium. And what they found was that the incidence of cancer in the group that did not take selenium was something between 16 and 17%. Meaning that 16 or 17 out of 100 people got cancer, versus in the group that was on the selenium had a less than 0.1% incidence of cancer. So it was like out of 1,000 people, only one would have had cancer. So it was a very, very interesting study, and the conclusion was very clear that you should take selenium. But to show you how our medical paradigm works, the conclusion from the author, or the conclusion of the researchers that were reviewing the article, said there should be further studies done to review assess the anti-carcinogenic activity of selenium. Now I'm saying, you know, after 19 years, you see 17% versus less than 0.1%.
Yes.
The conclusion should be everybody take 200 micrograms of selenium. Not that further research is needed on it.
No, and in fact, we take it to heart. I mean, we're all doing it here at the house. Of course, the kids get a little less, but I think it is the most critical. And it's not like we say that one thing is the only thing. That's not. We know everything is important, but in terms of selenium depletion from the soils, the refinement of foods, the fact that this selenium is known. I mean, even Jonathan Eborn, my dear friend, who's beaten the FDA back 7 times on the issue, all the science supporting the cancer protective and reversing effects of selenium is so overwhelming, yet our federal overlords don't want anybody to know this.
Right. That's exactly right. So to answer the person's question, the selenium aspect, you should take selenium if you have an issue if you've got a concern about cancer, and especially if you have cancer, everybody needs a broad spectrum, not just selenium, but you need a broad spectrum of many different things. And then, of course, vitamin C, same type of story. It's a very significant antioxidant. If it's liposomal, the the base of the liposomal applications are that they absorb better through the gastrointestinal tract. They assimilate in the system better. As far as the hydrogen peroxide aspect, you want the body to be able to produce hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is a natural component that's made by the body. The blood cells secrete the hydrogen peroxide. It's one of the mechanisms the immune system actually works through. So when the question was stated as, again, Robert, could you repeat that part? But he said hydrogen.
He was concerned that the selenium would actually, quote unquote, fight the hydrogen peroxide that we know is produced or that can be used as a therapeutic mode to add it to the body as well. This whole kind of thing of antagonism, despite the fact that our body is always in states of antagonism, and I don't say that negatively, but we're always, you know, working to boost something or reduce something else, but there's a way that these mechanisms can all coexist simultaneously.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the point right there, that we enhance the body's ability to do whatever it's supposed to do. And the utilization of hydrogen peroxide in fighting infectious processes or situations where there's a decrease in the immune system, as in with cancer, the hydrogen peroxide is an important component of that. So you don't want anything that's going to, quote unquote, fight it. You want something to enhance the balance that the body desires. And selenium will do that. So I'm not sure what he meant by fighting, but regardless, you want selenium, you want vitamin C.
Yeah.
They're both relatively inexpensive, and I think that you should take them both.
Yeah, and Kevin, message to you out there. We appreciate the question. If you have a follow-up, if you know, we're going and looking at a study that is not referenced here because it was just a generalized question, please do follow up. Give us a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And we know, I mean, cancer is a big issue. It's a multifactorial issue. We've talked about it here many times over the last couple of years. And these things that you ask are very good, and we definitely want to integrate them. But also, we don't want to overthink things, because sometimes you can get down to the minutiae of these pathways and think, oh my gosh, if this counteracts this, how can we use this and that at the same time? But recognizing the regulation of all body systems happens simultaneously, as I say, up, down, high, low, all of the time. It's much more complex than just, oh, you put this in, it'll stop that, but this will go and that won't.
That's exactly right. It's not that simple. It is simple, but it's not that simple. In other words, it's all integrated and it's completely and perfectly balanced, but I would not try to piecemeal anything. And that's, I think, what maybe Kevin was possibly thinking. And again, I'm not sure, but hopefully we address the answer appropriately or gave an appropriate answer. And then if there's any other follow-ups, as you suggested, maybe Kevin can let us know. But I think that may be a good question too that we picked, mm-hmm, Robert, to answer, because I think it would have been applicable to a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Since we started today a little bit on the cancer issue, we don't want to overlook the emotional states. We talked about how important those are, as well as choosing the doctor who will support you in your recovery. Like, I think it was Marlena, I remember the name of the gal that was writing about, you know, being so grateful for what you do, how she was proud that she fired her doctor. And so all of these things are things that we do so that you can find. I mean, if you don't come to see Dr. Batar directly, which some do, not everybody can from around the world, you'll find somebody that'll support your efforts to heal in a way that you're comfortable and you feel this is the right path for me, as the heart knows. It goes beyond the logic, as we talked about as well.
And, you know, the advanced medicine seminars, that's another reason that we put them on, so that doctors, we can find the right doctors. We can have almost a calling for the right doctors to come together and then introduce those doctors to those patients. And that's exactly what happened at the first one. Mm-hmm. We actually had a number of people that responded and said, thank you for having the seminar, because I was able to find, Dr. So-and-so that was at the seminar. I met them, and yes, Now I'm going to go see them. And it was nice to see the actual goal behind the seminar full circle come to fruition, for us to have accomplished that goal in the first seminar, that people are actually finding the right doctors.
Absolutely.
That are coming to the same place. It was great.
Well, that's it. That's the time for the day. And another reason why you should plan to come to Houston, to meet the good docs that are out there, good healthcare providers, perhaps be one yourself, even as a layperson. You're a healer just by the very presence that you bring to everything you bring. And that's a big part of what we do here on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Batar. Thank you so much, Dr. Batar, as always.
Well, thank you, Robert.
And what we're left with is simply to remind you that God's honest truth, that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.